What direction were you going in when you did this album right here?
With this album, I was more so like just trying to better my craft with this album. You know, I tried to make every song sound different. I didn't want every song to sound the same. And if you listen to the album, every song is totally different from the last song. You know, none of the songs connect and sound the same. I just wanted to tell people what I was going through at the moment and how I'm trying to come up and, you know, make a better way for myself with the music. And the whole time I was putting this album together, I basically was just telling myself I wanted my first album to be a classic. I wanted it to last forever. I want people to listen to it for eternity. You know, like people listen to Biggie, people listen to Pac to this day. I want this album to be something like that. And every album I drop after this, I want it to be like that as well. So I'm not going to let my foot up off the gas. But with this album, I was leaning more towards, you know, longevity, legendary status, and, you know, just making dope music for the people.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome to hear or whatever. But what's the big difference between this album and your last album? And how many albums do you have out?
Well, I got most of my projects on Dat Piff. I only got one project on all platforms, and that's Living Through Pain. That's the most recent project I dropped. So that's one project right there. I got a project called Hoesville, the EP. I got a project called Hoesville, the mixtape. Then I got another project called Nightmares at the Bottom. Then I got another project called My Own Competition. I think that's all of them. I think I got five projects, if I'm not mistaken, five projects. Oh, matter of fact, I got another project called What Do People Want. That was more like a project with me just rapping over industry beats. And so was I'm My Own Competition. That was a project with me just rapping over industry beats. But the difference between this project and my other projects is, my other projects is more so I'm just throwing tracks together and putting music out. You know, I was trying to put projects together, just throwing tracks together and putting them out. I wasn't really shaping up my album and, you know, really putting any thought into how I wanted to form my album. With this album, I put a lot of thought into it. I made sure every track substance. I made sure every track meant something. I try to make sure every track was catchy. Well, I know I didn't try to make sure. I made sure every track was basically catchy, because nowadays, you know, they like catchy songs. So I try to mix the catchiness with lyrics and hip hop and double entendres and triple entendres and all of that tied in one. And then another thing, the big difference from this project to my last project is, my last project was just me rapping over industry beats, new industry beats and old industry beats. This project is all original beats, all songs. There's no straight raps on it that's over industry beats. Yeah, all songs. I probably got one track on there that's just straight bars that I'm just rapping on. But even that's an original beat. So the difference is, these are original beats, and my last project I released was all industry beats. It was a straight mixtape. I went back to the essence of how mixtapes are supposed to be done. You know what I mean? When dudes used to just go crazy and rap on industry beats for 2, 3, 4 minutes at a time.
Hey, bro, where did you come up with that name from? Like your name or whatever. Like, what's the story behind your name? I'm curious. I wonder, where did you come up with that name from?
Well, when I was younger, I was about like 9 or 10 years old. I'm not sure. I know I was like 9 or 10 though. But I made a rap. It was called Hoesville. It was basically a rap with like a. It was like a made up neighborhood that I made in my rap. And the rap was like, it used to go, I still remember the rap to this day. It was like, we in Hoesville where niggas train to kill. I go to the bar and bitches popping 50 pills. And you about a dollar, I'm about 50 mil. So keep stepping your game, I'm climbing up the hill. Cause I'ma chew you up and shoot you out right on the grill. The next time you battle me, you better keep it real. And I was like 9 or 10 at the time. So spitting a rap like that at 9 and 10, everybody in the hood, when they heard that rap, they like, oh, Holesville, Holesville. And then, they talking heavy for me. Oh, Holesville, he's snapping on him. So ever since then, I just ran with the name Holesville, man, just stuck with me.
After the day I had spit that rap for the hood, everybody was just calling me Holesville, you know what I mean? So it basically just stuck with me since the day I spit that rap, you know what I mean? And I liked the name. I actually thought it was like a different kind of name. So, you mean, I just stuck with that name. I ran with it, and, you know, I'm still Holesville to this day, man. Yeah, man. That's how I got my name, though, man. That's how I got my name, Holesville.
Oh, all right. That's what's up, bro. If it wasn't for that name, what other rap name you think you'll go by?
Man, I don't even know, bro. Like, to be honest, Holesville been with me for so long, man. It's hard to even think of another name. Somebody will call me as a rapper, like another rapper name. I don't know, man. It's really hard, man. That Holesville name been with me forever. But if I had to pick a name that I would go by for a rapper name, if I didn't have the name Holesville, it'd probably be Hose, because that's short for Jose. That's the only thing I can really think of. I can't really think of nothing else, because like I said, man, Holesville stuck with me since I was 9-10 years old, you know what I mean? So it's hard to think of another name, you know what I mean? It's not easy. Now, of course, if I had to think of another name, you know, because I'm so dedicated to my craft and because I love music so much, of course I would think of another name. But since I don't have to think of another name, you know what I mean? It's hard to think of another name. So, yeah, man.
Yo, and if you was rapping like that at 9 or 10, that explains why you're so nice now. Yeah, bro, I just hope you keep doing your thing. Well, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from New York. I lived in New York for about what, 6-7 years. Then from New York, I had moved to Delaware. I was living in Delaware for maybe like a couple months. And before I moved from Delaware, after I moved from Delaware, I went to Philly. And ever since then, I just been in Philly. And I moved to Philly when I was like eight or nine. Around the time when I first started rapping, I moved to Philly. I'm originally from New York. I'm really originally from Bronx, New York. But I was raised in Philly. I've been in Philly for a long time, man.
So you seem like a real humble dude. You don't seem like you take a lot of stuff for granted. You appreciate those that are in your life. From just my observation and just seeing how you move, would I be correct with those things I just said? And what keeps you grounded? What keeps you going every day? And yo, do you got something like, you know how Meek Mill got Monster? Are you going to go in that lane where, you know what I mean, you make some skating music, something somebody can really bump and bounce to? That'll be dope if you do, man, because like that, I feel like that's missing. Like that skating music is really missing. It ain't too many songs now that we could really jig to. I mean, it is, but not like really jig to how you used to do back in the day. I think that'd be dope if you did move in that direction also. But you know, it's just an idea and a suggestion. I just want to know your POV on it.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely appreciate those who are around me. I appreciate everyone who, you know, supports me, everyone who's loyal to me. You know, I definitely don't take those things for granted, because it's hard to run across loyalty. Even when you think somebody's loyal, you know, somebody will be doing something behind your back that you may not approve of as being loyal, you know. And yeah, man, I appreciate everything in life that's positive, man, that can uplift me. I appreciate everybody who's positive around me, everybody who, you know, respects what I have going on, respects me as a person. But yeah, man, I'm definitely appreciative. And the reason why I'm like that is because, you know, it's hard to find solid people nowadays. You know, the people that you think are solid, those people don't even be solid, because you be seeing them doing stuff that you would never do. You be like, damn, he did that to me? I'll never do that. But he supposed to be 100. He supposed to be 1,000. You know what I mean? I would never do nothing like that. Like, you know what I mean? So when you think to yourself, like, damn, I would never do that to him, or even if somebody did something to somebody that you don't approve of and it's not, you know, towards you, you still think like, damn, that dude not solid. He just did some nut shit for real. You know what I mean? Like I said, I definitely appreciate the solid ones that's with me. I don't take that for granted. You know, I always return my loyalty to those people. And also, man, just coming from nothing, man, like, you know, you hear the story all the time, man. A lot of people come from nothing. A lot of people come from poverty. A lot of rappers come from poverty. A lot of ball players come from poverty. Even a chef might come from poverty, or, you know, anybody. A lot of people come from poverty, you know what I mean? But just coming from poverty humbles me, because I'm never on my high horse. I never talk down on anyone. I never feel like I'm better than anyone, you know what I mean? I'm always humbled with everything I have. I thank God every day for everything I have. Even if I don't have a lot at the time, I still thank God, you know, because I know things can be worse. So that's why I'm really humbled and I'm appreciative, and I don't take things for granted, man. And like I said, I come from nothing. I come from, you know, bills not being paid. I come from sleeping on floors. I come from being in a house with like 20 people and being in a house with barely no food in there. So, you know, I'm humble, man. No matter how much money I get or how lit I get, I always would be humble, and I would never forget where I came from. You know what I mean? A lot of people go through the struggle, man. So, you know, the struggle is always going to be in me. I know no matter what, like, I know I can go back to that struggle if I don't keep things tight and keep a good mindset and a positive mindset and always thank God for everything I have, man. So, yeah, that's why I'm appreciative, and that's why I'm the person I am today. You know what I mean?
Another thing I noticed, you know, just checking out your social media from here and there, from time to time, is you don't seem like a messy dude. Like, you don't get caught up in the back and forth in the BS, man. How do you stay away from that? Like that type of thing. How do you maintain just to keep it strictly music and, you know, and just worry about that and that's it, and you leave it at that? Is it like the people around you? You got the right people around you? Like, what is it that really keep you away from that energy? And on your come up, which is now, did you had to cut a lot of your friends off or a lot of people that just was producing a lot of bad energy around you?
Honestly, man, I just block out all the noise and just stay focused, man. You know, I got a family now. I got a wife. I got a son. Drama. I'm not into a lot of negativity, man. I always keep a positive mindset, man. I always tell myself if I stay positive, then something positive is going to happen for me. You know what I mean? I never get too caught up in who should be supporting me or why this person ain't supporting me, why these people supporting me. I just stay focused, man. I know I'm gifted. I know God gave me this talent. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm a rapper for a reason. You know what I mean? I always tell myself that. I never get too down or too high. I just always focus and stay strong, man, and stay out of the way. I'm a stay out of the way kind of dude. I'm not really into, you know, back and forths and arguments and he say or she say. I don't really like gossip. I hate gossip, man. I don't like hearing about another person. I don't like hearing nothing negative about another person, because when someone says something negative about me and it gets back to me, I don't get mad, but I kind of just be like, damn, like, why are you saying that about me? I'm out the way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm way out the way. I don't even know why anybody's saying anything negative about me. You know what I mean? So, and as far as friends, as far as cutting friends off, I don't know, man. I don't really hang with a lot of dudes that I used to hang with before. And that's due to us taking different paths. You know what I mean? I'm focusing on my rap career. And, you know, growing up, I didn't always have the support I should have had. So with that being said, you know, I just took a different path, man. I seen that, you know, people aren't going to support your dreams as much as you support your dream. You know what I mean? As much as you go out there every day and put the word out and tell people like, yo, I can rap. Yo, I got a clothing line. Yo, I'm going to be the next big thing. You know what I mean? You, your best word of mouth, man. If you can get if you can tell people about yourself, then other people will tell people about you. You know what I mean? So you just got to continue to strive and not really get too caught up in who's supporting you and who's not. You just got to realize it and go your separate way as far as business, as far as, you know, I'm older now. I got a life that I want to live, and I can't live this life if I stay in these positions. You know what I mean? But I do got a few homies that definitely, you know, always support me. Every time I drop music, they reposted me. When I got merch, they buying my merch. And I appreciate them. I always let them know that too, man. From deep down inside, I always let them know I really appreciate these guys, man. You know, they're helping my career. You know, they're pushing my career forward. You know, they're motivating me to continue to do music because they like my music, and they're showing other people my music, and other people might start following me and, you know, checking my music out on the strength of them just reposting me. You know what I mean? So I always appreciate the people that do support me without me even having to ask. You know what I mean?
So I see you mentioned that you were a father, right? So my first question is, how was it being a father? How has it changed you as a person, or just as a man in general? Having a kid, I guess you wouldn't trade that. Having your son, well, I guess you wouldn't trade that for the world, huh? And did you want your first kid to be a boy, or you really wanted a girl, or it didn't matter?
And like, it's not so much as though like I cut my homies off. It's more so I saw that we have different goals. You know what I mean? Before I got with my lady, before I had my son, it was like for 4 years straight, I was going city to city, promoting my music, promoting my clothing line, you know, by myself. You know what I mean? I didn't really have nobody rocking with me, or, you know, pushing my dream with me, and you know what I mean, telling people about my clothing line all crazy, and telling people how good I am at rap, or to go check out my bars, or go check out my music on such and such platform. I was really doing everything by myself, you know what I mean? I was running out there, New York, Baltimore, Jersey, just going city to city by myself, just telling people about my stuff. And when I realized that, I just started to, you know, take it in and just started to rock by myself and tell myself that ain't nobody going to push my dream like I'm going to push my dream. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody going to support me like I'm going to support me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I didn't necessarily cut anybody off, because if they ask for a favor to this day, I'll look out and I'll be like, yeah, I got you. But it's more so I just went my separate ways because our goals aren't the same. You know what I mean? You know, I can't force everybody to, you know, push my rap career for me or push my clothing line career for me. You know what I mean? I have to do that. You know what I mean? I have to spread the word. So, yeah, that's what it is about. As far as the question you asked about, you know, cutting anybody off or, you know, not messing with nobody that I used to mess with before. Being a father is it's a journey because, you know, you see your son growing up and you see how he develops. You see how he goes from not talking at all, screaming and making noise. And then you see him just doing weird stuff that you be like, what is he doing? You know what I mean? Like stuff that'll just make you laugh all day. And then you see him start growing teeth, and you see him start being more aware as he grows. So being a father is a journey, you know, it's exciting. I love being a father, man. I love my son. You know, I appreciate, I'm happy he's in this world. May God bless him to be the best person he can be growing up. You know what I mean? And having a son, it matures you as a person, because you think like, damn, I'm not doing this for only me no more. You know what I mean? I'm not doing this for me no more. What I'm doing is for my son. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's to better me and to have a better life for me. But I'm really thinking about my son when I do stuff now. I'm really thinking like, damn, if I could do this, I can put my son in position when he gets older so he don't got to go through what I went through growing up. Even though I want to show him discipline and show him like, you got to work for what you want. You know what I mean? I'm definitely going to instill that in his head. You know, having a son definitely matured me as a man. It matured me even more because I was already mature. You know what I mean? I was already ahead of my time, you know what I mean? But like I said, having a son gives you that extra ethic, that extra care, that extra love, that extra, you know, authenticity, you mean? Because everything you do now is like, damn, I want to do this around my son, or I want to do this for my son. Like, for instance, like, I stopped smoking weed and I stopped smoking Black and Milds. I picked up Black and Milds after I stopped smoking weed, which was as backwards. But the reason why I stopped smoking Black and Milds is because I don't want my son to see me smoking them joints, like, and I don't want him to pick up smoking no Black and Milds because on the strength of me. If he picks up smoking, it's not on the strength of me, it's on the strength of him being around his friends or something, you know what I mean? So I don't want him to pick up any bad habits from me, you know what I mean? So having a son just makes you wiser, you know what I mean?
Right, man. That was an excellent answer or whatever. I can't even say that, man. I can't even defute that. But yeah, another question I got to ask you, man. How long you been with your girl, and are you looking for just a long-term partnership, or you want to do the marriage and the white carrots and jumping a broom and all that? Or are you just like, yo, listen, just be there, be my rock, and I'm gonna do what I gotta do as a man, and you know, God forbid if anything happened, you'll be left with everything. You'll leave everything to your girl, between your girl and your mom, or just your mom. And my other question is, how long have you and your girl been together, and how did y'all first meet?
Me and my lady been together for 2 years. You know, I don't really want to say too much about what me and my lady got going on, you know what I mean? But, yeah, we've been together for 2 years. That's my wife for real, you know what I mean? Soon we going to get married. We're just waiting for the right time. That's my lady, man. Like, you know what I mean? That's my ride or die, man. That's my shorty. Sure. As long as she's solid to me, I'm always be solid to her. That's what type of time I'm on. So that goes for the question that you just asked about my lady and how long we've been together, and am I really rocking with her? Is that wifey? Yeah, that's my wifey, man. And yeah, man, we plan on getting married, man. So yeah, good things, positive things, man.
Hey, man, let's just say you do get famous, whatever, right? Would you be the type boy, what, she don't seem like that just off the way you carry yourself. Would you be the type boy that be like, nah, I'm cool, I don't need no security, I'm this, I'm that? Or would you just be the type boy be like, you know what, I'm gonna get this security because you never know, you feel me? You know, things of that nature. You know, it's crazy, man. It seemed like rappers dropping like flies, and you see people make it out the trenches and go somewhere else. And you know, a sad story what happened to PNB, man. That guy was real talented, man. And he came from the city. You know, he came from the mud, you know, the Philly trenches and the worst of the worst, and went up there and went out like that. That's crazy, man. RIP to him.
First thing I want to say, you know, rest in peace to PNB Rock. You know, he's definitely a legend in our city. From what I heard, he helped multiple artists get on their feet and, you know, get their name out there. So definitely shout out to PNB Rock. Rest in peace to PNB Rock, man. A lot of people in the city was hurt from that. Yeah, man. I'm not really. I've never been a jewelry boy. I never been a Gucci, Louis boy, or Prada boy. I'm actually starting to not even like fashion like that. Like not like fashion, but I'm not really too concerned about clothes and jewelry and, you know, who got the best gear on or anything like that, man. I'm getting older, so a lot of that stuff don't even matter to me.
And are you a jewelry type of guy, or are you just like, you don't really care about jewelry and all like that?
So yeah, man, I was never a jewelry boy. I was never a vicious, I need to have the highest price clothes on. And yeah, man, I definitely would move with security wherever I go, because if you don't move with security, you gotta at least be with your dudes, with your guys, at least 20 10, 15 deep wherever you go. You know what I mean? If you're going out of the city or wherever you go, if you're famous, you got to be with your guys 10, 15 deep. And I don't really hang with a lot of dudes. Like I told you before, I be moving city to city on the dolo type time now. But that's because I'm not famous. I don't got a lot of fame, so I can do that. You know what I mean? I'm not really a target, or I don't really got a lot of bread, and people don't look at me like I got a lot of money. So nobody really worried about me or targeting me or anything when I go to cities dolo. But when I do get famous or whatever the case, I mean, if I do get famous, because I don't really, to be honest, I really don't even want the fame. Like, I just love rapping, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just want to have a fan base that supports me no matter what, that I can make a living off, that I can please every time I drop music or please every time I release some clothes, that'd be really cool. I appreciate that. I'd be cool with that, you know what I mean? But yeah, I definitely move with security, because I'm not moving 10, 15, 20 deep around with all these dudes. I'm not going to be with a lot of dudes if I do ever get famous, you know what I mean?
And another question I got to ask, because we've mentioned the clothing line a couple times, is what is the name of your clothing line and what made you name it that particular thing? And yeah, about the fame situation, I don't blame you. I remember it's this song. It's Eminem says it in his songs. I know if you listen to M, you know what I mean? He says this, and he got this one song. He said, like, being famous, in so many words, one of his songs, he said, being famous is like living in a bubble. And at that time when I heard it, and maybe, I don't know why, I thought of Waterboy, and I thought about what he said, and I was like, dag, and you know, the things that those people had to deal with and things of that nature. That's crazy, man. And now I see why. I used to wonder why celebrities would date celebrities, but I kind of see why they do, and protecting their privacy and those things of that nature. Yeah, it's just crazy out here. But yeah, that fame stuff ain't, yeah. Yeah, that's just something I would never want for myself. I wouldn't want that for myself neither. Solo dolo.
Yeah, man. He, you know, being famous is like being in a bubble, man. It's like, you know, you always constantly being watched. You know, you can't even move how you want to move. It's like, you know, it's like you in jail or something. Like, you got to move a certain way. Like, you got to move how they tell you to move, or you think you should always be moving. You got to move by those rules. And it's just really like you just like locked in a bubble, man. It's just like you always got the spotlight on you. It's like you can't even do everything you want to do, you know, without a mob around you or without security around you.